Sappiamo, insomma, la, come ha detto prima giustamente Carlo, la presenza di UCUN e ZTE Italia a Forum PA ha un significato particolare. Quest'anno è stata una delle prime partecipazioni di UCUN verso la pubblica amministrazione, un momento pubblico verso la pubblica amministrazione, quindi è particolarmente interessante capire anche dalla vostra esperienza cinese quale ruolo può avere la trasformazione digitale praticamente per l'innovazione di un paese e poi anche cosa avete in serbo per l'Italia.
Ok, thank you for the opportunity, also thanks for the invitation from President Sismondi to have me here. I'm sorry that I need to speak in English, so maybe
non
bring some
niente.
Difficulty for some of you to, I don't know if...
non tutti hanno le cuffie, quindi...
Sentite?
Okay. Sorry. So, thanks for the invitation from the President Sismondi to have me here. I'm really happy that today in this public administration forum that the digital ICT topic become one of the very important councils from even all the municipality, from the companies, from the industry, that digital become an important topic. Okay. Actually, from the information of 2016, okay, you can see that the digital economy become a really, really big percentage in terms of the GDP. Okay. For example, in the US, okay, the digital economy is already 58%, more than half, okay, among all the GDP. In China, currently is around 30%. Okay. And inside these 30%, okay, is one quarter, okay, is related to the ICT industry itself. The rest, okay, which is around 77%, okay, is we call the integrated digital economic, which means that the incremental part of the traditional industry that's supported by this ICT infrastructure. Okay, so the incremental parts, okay, represent, let's say, 77% of this 30%. Okay. This means that for every country, I think the space for growth is huge, and also is showing strongly that the ICT industry become really, really important and a strong driver for the whole economic development. Okay. You know that this year is the 40th year of Chinese reform and opening up, okay, starting from 1978. In 1978, the Chinese GDP is 175 billion US dollar, which represents around 2% of the global GDP. Okay. And last year, Chinese GDP reached 12 trillion, okay, which is 15% of the global economic. So in 40 years' time, okay, it's increased 68 times.
Huge leap.
So this is really a very impressive achievement. Okay. And also China learned from this 40 years experience that the opening up, okay, for sure we're going to drive the further, we're going to also drive further the development of the economic. Okay. So also in this April, in the Boao Forum, the Chinese president, okay, also confirmed that Chinese government, we're going to further facilitate the marketing access. Okay. We're going to build up a more friendly economic environment for the investor. Okay. We're going to also enhance the electoral property protection in order to also bring more foreign investors to join China. Okay. Also, we're going to import, okay, more goods from around the world. And which is interesting that this November in Shanghai will be the first international import exhibition organized by the Chinese government. Okay. The focus, this is the first time in the industry, in all the world, one nationwide exhibition only focused on importation, not exportation. Okay, so we strongly believe that as a nobody in the world, in the current world, okay, can get rid of, to be harmed for any, how say, unilateral trade, okay, protection policy, okay. So this is the just some word about China, okay. And also 2018, this year is a very important year for ZTE, okay. In this year we affirmed, we ensured that ZTE become a 5G leader, okay, in the industry, in the world, okay. Through from the point of view of the patent holding, from the point of view of the technology, also the commercialization of the 5G network, okay. So we are ahead, okay. And also this year is also a very special year for us, okay. Probably some of you know that we are also a victim of this kind of unilateral trade policy by some countries, okay, what is still happening, okay. And also in Italy, in this year, we made some important movements, okay. For example, the we inaugurated this year the 5G Innovation and Research Center jointly with the University L'Aquila, okay. We also formally put in place running the joint training center in the joint agreement with University Dove Garda. Okay, so it's really an important year for ZTE, and all the ZTE globally. Okay, our development is also along with the Chinese reform and opening. Okay, we can see like this because almost in the beginning of the reform and opening policy of China, ZTE was established. Okay. In 1985, okay. So when we established, okay, the capital size of ZTE, we are talking about 30,000 RMB, which means at that time, 3,000 euro, okay, to start, and now we are reaching 100 billion RMB, okay, in terms of the revenue and the size. Okay, we strongly believe that ZTE also we are benefited a lot from this globalization, okay. From this, world trade environment, and also we become already an important promoter, okay, for this globalization. Okay, until now, okay, for example, ZTE, we have almost half of our revenue coming from the international markets. Okay, our R&D, okay, center are distributed in all the different countries, okay, including North America, Europe, and also Asia, including China, of course. And also our supply chain is completely globalized, okay? So we're buying from all around the world, okay? And ZTE become one of the four top player in this industry in terms of technology supply, okay, in ICT industry. We represent 15% of the global marketing share in telecommunication technology, okay? We still, keep this sustainable growing trend. Okay. Also, we contribute a lot in terms of the patents for the industry. Okay. ZTE holds 69,000 patents, okay. And more than 2,000, okay, are related to 5G technology. Okay. So all this is showing that we are also promoting this. Okay. We are benefit. For sure, but also we are promoting this kind of globalization, okay. And we have some few experience to share from our point of view why we can have this way of development. I think first important is the always we focus on the market, the customer need, okay, which is also in our company culture. Okay, we all saying that we need to first provide the sincere service, okay. Always focus on what the market, what the customer needs. Okay. The second important reason and the driver is that the continuous, okay, investment in R&D, in innovation. Okay. Because you know that the ICT industry is a very capital intensive, okay, technological intensive, also the talent intensive industry. The entrance barrier is very high, especially for the large company who is driving the industry moving on. Okay, so ZTE we put every year from our start, okay, 12% of our gross revenue, annual revenue, okay, dedicated in R&D. Okay. So we have also more than 20 R&D centers around the world, as I said. Okay. And we have 35 dedicated R&D people. Okay. And one quarter of them are focused on 5G, okay, which is the new technology. Okay. The last, but not least, is also, I want to close very quickly with this last point, that we always keep really opening and collaborative, okay, to the industry, okay, including our any upstream and downstream partners, including also local partners. Okay. So this is the only way that we can consolidate the ecosystem, okay, further and further, and make it sustainable. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Maybe during the last phase of this discussion, you can also share your plans for Italy, what your plans are for our country, a little bit more focus on that. Okay, thank you very much. And yeah.